It's Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. SaaS retention rates decreased in 2022, plus untracked SaaS spend reviewed. ISG reports a 6% fall in cloud-based services spending in Europe, and the White House economists report labor supply is returning to pre-pandemic trends. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted a study on SaaS retention put out by ChartMogul. More than half of SaaS businesses had lower retention in 2022 compared to 2021. A challenging macroeconomic environment meant subscribers reassessed and cut their SaaS spend. This is in sharp contrast to 2021, which saw almost 70% of businesses having a higher retention rate in 2021 compared to 2020. In the pre-product market fit stage of the business, net retention is usually poor. As startups grow and find product market fit, net retention improves. Finally, as companies reach scale and become category leaders, net retention often exceeds 100%. When benchmarking, always keep the stage of the business in mind. Companies with ARR in the range of $1 to $3 million have a top quartile net retention rate of 94%. Those in the $3 to $15 million ARR segment have a top quartile net retention rate of 99%. Businesses at scale with ARR in the range of $15 to $30 million have a top quartile net retention rate of over 105%. And let's layer on a bit of SaaS and software spend data from a report by Zylo. Enterprises with over 10,000 employees add an average of 12 new SaaS applications every 30 days. The report shows that more than half of SaaS purchases are not correctly categorized as software within expense platforms and other financial systems. While only 6% of application spend is on shadow IT, the category accounts for 37% of total application quantity, according to the report. Why do we care? For services organizations, deploying SaaS helps with retention, which is an easy takeaway. More importantly, there's some extrapolation that can be done here to understand the curve to expect. Services can follow a similar pattern, with larger organizations achieving more retention due to experience. I also wanted to note that as much as shadow IT gets attention, it's intriguing to see fewer dollars spent and more volume. So many tools account for smaller spend. And some data from ISG as it relates to Europe. ISG, which records all deals worth over $5 million to calculate the total contract value for a period, revealed a 6% fall in cloud-based services spending to $3.7 billion. Within cloud services, infrastructure as a service recorded a 10% decline in spending to $2.7 billion. Organizations spent 6% more on software as a service, which rose to just over $1 billion. Traditional IT outsourcing contracts, labeled managed services by ISG, were also down in the first 3 months compared to last year. The total spent, $3.7 billion, matched cloud spending, and although it was up from the previous quarter, it was down 4% on the corresponding quarter from last year. Why do we care? There's some cost-cutting going on here, and I wanted to note it. Caveats for sure, it's both big contracts and Europe. That said, it's worth noting. I also spotted two stories about the labor market. First is a post from White House economists presenting evidence that labor supply has returned to its pre-pandemic trend. The share of prime-age workers, those between 25 and 54, who are part of the workforce, is now a tick higher than before the pandemic, 83.1% compared with 83% in February 2020. The overall participation rate is down, 62.6% from 63.3% in February 2020, but that's due to the baby boom generation retiring. It's on track with what the Congressional Budget Office forecasters anticipated before the pandemic. So the core reason for the delay in the numbers just took time for workers to match up to jobs and return to the workforce. And the National Security Agency is reporting a boost in its recruitment efforts following waves of layoffs at big tech companies like Google and Microsoft, per a statement last week. Quote, what I would say is we got some people with an experience level we didn't often see, according to Rob Joyce, the NSA Director of Cybersecurity. We're seeing mid-career people looking to come to, one, the stability, but two, also the opportunity to come into the Intel community. Why do we care? The story about lost labor is now disproven by data. Additionally, we should continue to expect stories like the NSA's. Big tech layoff headlines are sexy, and the real story will be the migration of these workers into other industries. Ignore that noise and understand that there is both talent available and not enough talent at the same time. Let's cut the FUD. Don't let anyone scare you from selling VoIP because compliance is hard. With their newest managed compliance service, OIT VoIP removes compliance headaches from the picture while you retain control of your client relationships. Get started selling faster than ever. Visit oit.co/mspradio to learn more today. Thanks for listening. Well, it's tax day, but it's also National Animal Crackers Day, so we'll focus on that one. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.